It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Betsy Harrell joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, Kennedy. How are you?
Good.
So Betsy is the co-founder at Great Dog Rescue New England. And I know, Kennedy, you've done fostering over the years.
Yeah, I think I've fostered somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 puppies.
Yes, she has.
With my time with them, yes. Uh-huh.
And we wanted to have you on today to talk about that because I think people have lots of questions where they've thought about doing this, but they don't know what the responsibilities are, if it's too much to manage. So maybe you can help alleviate some concerns that people might have about fostering puppies?
I would be happy to do that. And I can tell you that first and foremost, the number of dogs we can save through Great Dog Rescue is only limited by the number of fosters we have. For every foster we have who takes a dog here in New England, we're able to save another dog from a kill shelter down south. So it's a direct correlation of saving lives. And we are always in need of good fosters. We do have a rigorous foster approval process that everybody has to get through to make sure our dogs are well taken care of. But we try and keep it as light and friendly and fun as possible. And you can really foster all different kinds of dogs. Some dogs are only 1 or 2 weeks of foster before they go to a home. Sometimes we just have a weekend or an overnight. Or sometimes we really need somebody to give a larger commitment and maybe take on a senior dog or a handicapped dog that's going to be a little harder to adopt. And that can go anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 months, depending on when we find the right forever home.
And there are a lot of places out there that one can get an animal, a dog. But I looked at a lot of them before I chose to work with Great Dog Rescue. And I know that there are bigger ones and ones that get more money and this sort of a thing. But what they do there with this group of humans that work and volunteer with them, I've never seen such care and concern for these animals. You know, as she says, they're constantly coming up from Tennessee, from wherever there's a need. So even if you can't foster, if that feels like a little much, there's still some things you can do, right, Betsy?
There are a million things you can do to help us out. We are always looking for volunteers of all kinds. And sometimes if somebody just wants a quick and easy way to help, we do meet and greets every month. And one of our biggest challenges to bringing our dogs to our meet and greets, where they get a chance to meet new families, is drivers. The foster isn't always available to bring their dog to the event and be there with the dog through the whole event. And so we need volunteers who say, hey, I can pick up your foster. take them to the event, introduce them to families, and then bring them back home to you. So those are little helpers for our fosters who can just make sure in one day or just a few hours that they really give that dog a better chance of adoption.
And all of that takes money. So if you can't do anything else, money works.
Money is the one thing we need more than anything. I hate to say it, but we are a small charity. We have no government funding. We have, you know, a full staff of volunteers. Our board is all unpaid. Every dime you give to the charity goes directly towards saving these dogs.
Great Dog Rescue New England. The website is gdrne.com. Again, gdrne.com. They are a 501c3. If you go to the Great Dog Rescue New England website, you can find out what they're about. You can find out about adopting, fostering, volunteering. They have a little store on there. You can donate as well. Or if you just want to contact them, you have questions. They have lots of great information on the website. Again, it's GDRNE. And now you are officially a member of the Carson & Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
And all the puppies, too.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Betsy. Have a good day.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye, Betsy. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, there's something going on in your life that you're proud of, you want to share. Maybe you're fostering lots of puppies and you just want to talk about it. Or maybe you just finished a really good book that you want to tell us about. Or maybe you cooked a fantastic meal and you want to brag on yourself, please. All of these things.
I mean, I remember the day I learned to quarter a chicken. I thought that I deserved to be in the Good Vibe Tribe because that was hard and I didn't cut myself.
I remember the day I fixed my washing machine and I was just so proud of myself.
I'm telling you. This
I learned how to clean out the trap of the washing machine.
This is what we're talking about.
And I only ruined one set of floors when I did it.
Yep.
So if you want to be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, 617-931-1234. Again, you can call or text that number. We can set that up, 617-931-1234.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ryan from Reading.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Andy, his wife, is also in the car. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
So you know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the cash. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Did you know that umbop was originally just a phrase that was supposed to appear in the background of another Hanson song? How many brothers are in Hanson?
3.
Kevin Jonas turns 37 today. He's the oldest of the Jonas Brothers. His brother Nick plays Seaplane McDonough in which movie franchise?
Camp Rock.
Question number 3. This singer turning 65 today. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and then name him.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
The artist...
Brian Adams.
Canada's finest export.
Question number 4. This week in 2016, the first Doctor Strange movie was released. Which actor, who has also played Sherlock Holmes, starred as Doctor Strange?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
And question number 5. Today is election day and a new president will be named. What number president is Joe Biden?
46.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
All right.
Now, Ryan, I understand you and your wife, Andy, are heading into Brigham to see your twins who were at the NICU?
Correct.
How old are they?
6 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I hope everything is okay. I had twins, and one of my twins was in the NICU for about the first 8 weeks as well. Hopefully, everything goes okay.
Yeah, sending lots of love your way.
Thank you.
Boys or girls?
Girls.
Identical or fraternal?
Identical.
Oh, my gosh.
The shenanigans.
May the odds be ever in your favor.
And what are their names?
Emmy and Ellie.
Emmy and Ellie.
Come on.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I have Courtney and Kristen. It's an incredible gift to have twins. Congratulations. All right, Kennedy. Ryan got 4 out of 5. Yes.
All right.
And he's good at trivia.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yep.
Did you know that Umbop was originally just a phrase that was supposed to appear in the background of another Hanson song?
No.
How many brothers are in Hanson?
3.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Kevin Jonas turns 37 today. He's the oldest of the Jonas Brothers. His brother Nick plays Seaplane McDonough in which movie franchise?
Jumanji?
Jumanji is right. 2-1. This singer also has celebrating birthday today, 65. Take a listen to one of his biggest hits and then name him.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Oh, what a time.
So sad you didn't play Everything I Do. I do it for you.
Nah, Summer 69 slaps on a pontoon boat. I'm trying to bring it back.
3-2. Question number 4. This week in 2016, the first Doctor Strange movie was released. Which actor who also played Sherlock Holmes starred as Doctor Strange?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
4-3. Question number 5. Today is Election Day. And a new president will be named, at least soon anyway. Which number president is Joe Biden?
Joe Biden is 46?
That is correct. Oof. If you've not seen that sketch on Saturday Night Live, it's hysterical. Joe Biden. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Ryan, you're not walking away empty-handed, though. You sound like you're a big Shawn Mendes guy. Congratulations.
It sounds like you got a lot of time on your hands.
Yep. Yeah. Although going to a movie, to sit in a nice, quiet movie theater for a couple hours might be nice. You got a pair of tickets for Shawn Mendes, the Friends and Family Only Alive concert film in theaters for one night, November 14th. You can buy tickets. Go to friendsandfamilyfilm.com. to find out which theater and to buy tickets. But you're going for free, okay?
Awesome.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Ryan and Andy from Reading, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's an important day. We encourage you to vote if you haven't done so, and we will cover the election like no morning show has ever done before. It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1, streaming on the Odyssey app and covering only the most important races and topics in this year's election.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunk.
It's election day.
Vote today.
Today my vote really counted.
Carson and Kennedy, Indecision 2024.
Sorry, we had a little technical glitch there trying to repress the vote. Did you see that? And suppress our opinions.
Stop the count.
All right, our first topic we're going to be voting on this morning is, Kennedy, tell everybody.
Condiments. Do they belong in the refrigerator or the cupboard or cabinets? Whatever the heck
or not
them.
The fridge.
Not the fridge.
The counter, whatever you crazy people do.
May I be the first to cast my vote because I think you are all communists?
Okay.
I know how everybody is voting.
Can we not do name calling?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a part of the election process.
I don't think you know what that word means.
Condiments do not belong in the refrigerator. I vote no to condiments in the refrigerator. If you put your condiments in the refrigerator, I can't even talk.
Are you just leaving mayo on the counter like a psychopath?
All of it can sit in the cabinets, Dan, or the cupboards. They don't need to be in the refrigerator.
That is patently untrue, and if you read the instructions, but because you're a man, I understand you can't do that, then you would know that they belong in the refrigerator.
Land is the only reason you're alive.
Katie is here from Rosendale. She is here to vote for Indecision 2024. What say you, Katie?
Refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Always refrigerator. Mm-hmm.
Like a good American.
Mm-hmm. Better safe than sorry, yes. Every day. Because that's what the instructions say, right, Katie?
Yes. And so I called in like a month and a half ago about my boyfriend who doesn't put condiments in the refrigerator. And since then, he's now put them in more random places to upset me. So
where does he put them?
I'll like go in the shower and there'll be like a Tabasco.
Because he's a true American hero.
Tabasco in the shower? You feel like you have bigger issues. What's he doing in
there?
Yeah, no. Just making her angry.
He's just annoying me.
That is amazing.
Kennedy's out here just throwing around rhetoric and fake news. You don't have to refrigerate ketchup at home, even after you open it, for up to 2 months. There's no reason to put it in the fridge. It actually stays fresh longer, keeping it in the cabinet. That applies to hot sauce, barbecue sauce, cocktail sauce, buffalo sauce, mustards, sweet chili sauces, sriracha, Worcestershire sauce, steak sauce, all kinds of vinegars. They can all sit in the cabinet.
So why do they all say refrigerate after opening?
You're reading off
big corporations, Dan? Of course
you
are.
This is what Big Condiment wants you to believe.
Mary's from Bedford. What do you think?
They go in the fridge, Carson. I don't understand. I just don't understand. I'm not eating your macaroni salad if that mayo has been on the counter.
Ever.
I'm just going to put that out there.
Facts, not opinions. Well said.
He's got his own ecosystem of his refrigerator.
So gross.
Corey from Medford, what do you think?
On the words of a professional, put that stuff in the fridge, dude.
It doesn't. Are you telling me if I pulled you a ketchup packet right now, Kennedy, out of the drawer that's been sitting here for 6 months, you wouldn't use it to dip your fries in? Of course you would, because ketchup is fine. It doesn't have to be in the fridge.
I would use it.
You know why, Carson? Because
of course you would.
Hi, listen to me.
Flip-flopper.
I would use it.
The ketchup has not been opened yet. It has not been exposed to the air or bacteria when they're in those packages. They are hermetically sealed.
They are so processed.
Can I finish?
No, you can't. Nope. I've interrupted
He's
you.
He's over-talking. I need to moderate this debate. He's over-talking.
Kathy's from Framingham.
Did I might just get turned off?
How are you voting, Kathy?
I am voting that they go in the refrigerator. I don't know what's wrong with you, Coffin.
Where do we start?
Just clip that for later.
Once it's opened, you gotta refrigerate it.
Do you not know the processed chemicals that are in your ketchup and your mustard and those things? They're fine in the cabinet or on the counter. They don't have to be refrigerated. That is just a mind mess with you.
No, it's not.
It absolutely is. Thank you for your vote, even though it was wrong. Eileen is from Marlboro. Yes, Eileen.
Hi, Carson. I agree with you about the ketchup and the mustard. It does not belong in the refrigerator.
What about your mayonnaise?
Yeah, a sensible woman there.
The mayonnaise does belong in the refrigerator if it's made with egg. If it's the fake mayonnaise, it does not need to be refrigerated.
Thank you. And how about butter?
Why do you want hot mayonnaise?
How about butter?
Butter never in the fridge. What can you do with cold butter?
Thank you.
I cannot even look
at
you.
You can leave
people.
Butter out for years.
I'm not going to front. I won't keep my butter on the counter. I don't want to. I can't spread cold butter. That's just a texture issue.
All right. 617-931-1234. The early polls are showing that condiments in the refrigerator are winning. But then, towards later in the day,
Wolf Blitzer, calm down.
It looks like it's starting to switch. Even you changed your vote, Dan, right in the middle of the voting.
No, you brought up butter. That's a different thing. Butter is spreadable. Ketchup is you just spray bottle. It's different. Erroneous!
Oh, this is so good.
Can we keep going, please? Because this is keeping me.
It's election day.
Vote today.
Today my vote really counted.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
617-931-1234. Condiments in the fridge or the cupboard.
Oh, God, we just opened up a can of worms with the butter on the text line, guys.
Right. Spreadables are different. Different category.
All right, we'll do that next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The voter turnout for Carson and Kennedy's Indecision 2024 is at 100% at this
point. I'm so pleased with all of you for taking the time, whether you're voting properly or with Carson. You know, I just thank you for your vote.
It's election day.
Vote today.
Today my vote really counted.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
Any restaurant, it is never refrigerated.
Very true.
Just sitting on the table.
How dare you?
Look at that. See that?
What are you
That's
trying to do?
Straight from the news.
Oh.
I had nothing to do with that. 617-931-1234. You can call or text.
Equal time.
Go ahead, tell them again, Kennedy. What are we voting on?
All right, condiments. Do they belong in the refrigerator or out in the wild?
So you can call in to vote. The right vote is obviously no, they don't belong in the refrigerator.
How have you made it this far?
Sue is from the North Shore. Good morning, Sue. What is your vote?
My vote is that it's not a clear-cut decision, as your friend Kennedy already said. You have to read the label. Some things belong in the fridge, and some things don't need to be refrigerated. Things that belong in the fridge, mustard, ketchup, mayo,
they
salad
don't,
dressing.
See, you were an independent there for a moment. Then all of a sudden you became this crazy, I don't know what.
Excuse me, I get my time on the floor.
Thank you. You let him know.
Carson loves interrupting women. You heard it here first.
Please finish.
Not a filibuster.
She's going to read the ingredients off of every condiment for
let
the next 7 hours.
I love it so much.
And then things like Worcestershire sauce, vinegars, olive oil, they don't need to be in the fridge.
Yeah, I want you to go to your favorite restaurant
You're
tonight.
You're making so much sense. I appreciate
go
it.
Go to your favorite restaurant tonight and just walk in their kitchen at the end of the night and look where their ketchup and their mustard and their condiments are stored.
I am texting Chef Jason Sanders.
They are
right
stored
now.
In a storage closet, in a storage room.
His mayonnaise is mayonnaise. It goes in the refrigerator.
Is all restaurant mayonnaise not in a fridge?
No, it's. Have you
I'm
ever worked
Chef
in a restaurant?
Right
the
now.
Ketchup is on a in the dry goods storage area. As somebody who's worked in a restaurant,
I don't love that.
Caden is from Fall River. I've worked in multiple restaurants. I worked in a fast food restaurant, and then when I was in high school, I worked at like a fine dining
too.
Restaurant.
And if I had
and
left the
condiments
out,
went out in the dry
fired.
Storage room,
I'm fired up.
Caden's from Fall River. What are we doing here? What's the vote, Caden?
So, I have a household that is mixed. They're four grown adults, and unfortunately, we're split right down the middle. Me and my husband are for condiments in the fridge, but our roommates are for condiments outside the fridge.
You're a house divided.
Then you write your name on yours, and you use yours and don't use theirs. Safety first.
It's like they just moved from Maine not even a year ago to move in with us. And they're like, there are so many things in Massachusetts alone that you guys do so differently.
Thank you.
There are things that you guys should not be doing.
How about your
do.
Syrup? Tell everybody where your syrup goes.
It depends on the kind.
Okay, that one, I will say it depends on the kind. But that, to me, I don't feel is a condiment.
Who wants cold syrup on hot pancakes?
Me.
Oh, my gosh.
It tastes so good.
Carson,
so
I agree
good,
with you, girl.
Oh.
I have a,
all right,
I have,
you,
I have a professional on my phone.
Yeah? Who is that?
Chef Nick.
Okay.
Who has one of the best chefs in all of Boston, says, regarding your mayo fridge, Carson's out of his mind.
Okay. What about the ketchup? What about the mustard? What about the hot sauces?
Moving
all of that.
That was
what?
Not the discussion we were having.
Oh, notice how she's only giving partial information. Typical from your side of the aisle. Jessica's from Bellingham.
It's exhausting. You're exhausting.
You've been doing it for 20 years.
You are exhausting.
21. Who's counting?
25.
Yeah, true. Oh, yeah. There's this 4 years off the radio. Jessica from Bellingham, what are you voting for here?
Everything that you open goes directly in the fridge.
You see, you've
I'm not.
You're falling victim
but
to.
I'm not psychotic at my house, so. Yeah. Mayo goes in the fridge.
The amount of particles of garbage and other stuff that is floating around the air of your house is so nasty, and that you would leave it just out and not a place where the bacteria would not thrive.
And Kennedy, who's healthier than me?
Everyone. You have a teenager at your house. Heaven knows what's floating about.
What were you going to say? I'm sorry, Jessica.
No, I was saying, and now you're saying that the restaurants don't put mayo and stuff in the fridge. I'll
they might put they might
again.
Put mayo,
no,
but
not a might. We have it
ketchup,
from a professional.
Mustard, hot sauces, the
look
buffalo
at him, look
sauces.
At him backing up,
I'm not
backing
up.
Backing up.
Butter.
Backing up.
They all can go on a dry goods shelf.
Refrigerator.
Yeah. Nope. I'm sorry to break it to you.
Look at you just cutting off people.
I'm just sorry to break it to you. Well, the polls are getting ready to close,
are
Kennedy.
They?
I'm sorry.
Have we reached the end of our time?
Yeah. I think we've reached the end of the time of fridge or cupboard. Okay. People are very upset. I used the word cupboard, too. Cabinet, whatever you want to call it. It's a cupboard. It's cabinet. That might be have to voting for 2025.
Can we focus?
Probably
can we talk
not.
About the issues?
Yes. All right.
That was fun.
Yeah, and I think I lost that. I think I lost that one.
It was a spirited debate, and Carson, we appreciate you staying so Fair.
On the right side.
Yeah. Bipartisan, even keeled.
Yes. Even keeled. That's what I'm looking for.
Win or lose, I know that I was on the right side of this election issue.
God.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to James from Boston.
Hi, James.
Hi.
James is in the car with his wife Pauline, and they are actually on their way to vote. So thank you for participating in that. So what, are you coming by the radio station to vote for condiments in the fridge or not?
No? Yeah, a little bit of traffic, but on the way.
All right.
We'll take write-in ballots.
Pauline, you putting the condiments like ketchup and mustard in the cabinet or in the fridge?
I put them in the fridge.
Yeah.
Because you're normal.
I'm normal. Yeah, I like to think so.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five trivia questions all about pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the cash if you tie. Unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Question number one. Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century by The Hollywood Reporter. Which actor starred as Don Draper on Mad Men?
John Hamm.
22 years ago today, in 2002, Justin Timberlake released his debut solo album called Justified, featuring hits Cry Me a River and Rock Your Body. Cry Me a River is a song about his relationship with whom?
Britney Spears.
The John Wick franchise has generated over $1 billion globally, but none of it would be possible without Eva Longoria. The original film was less than 24 hours away from shutting down entirely over money when Longoria invested $6 million of her own money to finish the movie.
That's crazy.
Eva Longoria starred on which ABC show that took place on Wisteria Lane?
Desperate Housewives.
Finding Nemo tops the list of the best feel-good movies. Other movies include Toy Story, It's a Wonderful Life, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What type of fish is Nemo?
I don't know.
All right, question number five. I don't know if you've heard, but today is Election Day. Everyone knows George Washington was the first president of the United States. Who was second?
Thomas Jefferson.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. James, with his wife Pauline, got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, my friends.
Yeah. These are really hard. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mad Men has been named the best show of the 21st century by The Hollywood Reporter. Which actor starred as Don Draper on Mad Men?
John Hamm.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. 22 years ago today in 2002, Justin Timberlake released his debut solo album, Justified, featuring the hits Cry Me a River and Rock Your Body. Cry Me a River is a song about his relationship with whom?
Britney Spears.
Tied at 2. The John Wick franchise has generated over $1 billion globally, but none of it would be possible without Eva Longoria. The original film was less than 24 hours away from shutting down entirely because of money issues. Eva Longoria invested $6 million of her own money to finish the movie.
Wow.
She starred on which ABC show that took place on Wisteria Lane?
Desperate Housewives.
Hope she made that money back on her investment.
I would assume that was a
pretty
good
return investment.
I like to think it worked out for her.
Tied at 3, question number 4. Finding Nemo tops the list of the best feel-good movies. Other movies include Toy Story, It's a Wonderful Life, and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. What type of fish is Nemo?
Clownfish.
4-3, question number 5. Today is Election Day, and everyone knows George Washington was the first president of the United States. But who was second?
John Adams.
Somebody's a fan of Hamilton.
Sit down, John.
Yep.
Well, no, I live in Quincy. It would be really, really bad if I didn't. Every street is called Adams. Every building is called Adams. It would be bad if I didn't.
That's pretty funny. 5-3 is the final score. James and Pauline Kennedy gets the win. Sorry you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning.
Found that you lived in Quincy.
No. Scott's country.
Yeah. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is James and Pauline, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
On Mix 1041.
It is Election Day 2024. Please exercise your right to vote today. There are a lot of men and women who have sacrificed everything for your right to do that today. So in all seriousness, get out there and vote.
Well said, sir.
And then in some unseriousness,
it's your duty, damn it.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
This is one of those ones where I just immediately knew where I was going to vote. And then as I started to think about it, I'm not sure I understand the issue. Kennedy, tell everybody what we're voting on here.
Is cereal soup?
It sounds stupid, right?
Yeah.
Well, so does everything we say, but...
But this is particularly stupid.
And if you're coming here for facts, I'm sorry.
617-931-1234. Producer Dan, would you like to vote first on this one?
Yes. Cereal is not a soup. It's in the name. Cereal is cereal. And my main argument for this is cereal is a dry good. People eat cereal dry. No one eats soup dry. If you put it in milk, it is still not a soup. Because I know you're going to come at me with that nonsense. Because soups are broth-based.
Point, counterpoint.
Whose side are you on here?
I don't know yet. I'm going to sit on the fence.
Same.
Because I've eaten ramen noodles plain. That's a dry good. It is also a soup.
Some would say that cereal is a soup because it's eaten with a spoon and has a solid ingredient floating in a liquid. Others say that the milk can be considered a broth and that the pasteurization process of milk is a form of preparation.
That's outrageous.
Who said that?
Isn't that good?
Wait, where did you find that?
That was in my brain hole.
Oh, please.
Or AI, one of those two.
I was going to say, you've never used pasteurization.
You just ask AI to make your argument for you. Get out of here.
Jeff is from Rentham. What are you voting for? Is cereal a soup, yes or no?
Yes.
See that? Look at that. Somebody believes it. Why is that, Jeff?
I was perplexed, and then I turned to my good friend, Merriam-Webster, and Merriam-Webster tells me soup is a noun, a liquid food base containing pieces of solid food. Cereal is soup.
Wow.
See that, Dan?
Merriam-Webster.
Now, what are you going to do? Now, what are you going to do? Who are you going to vote for?
Cereal's not soup. It is cereal. Now, you're going down a slippery slope, because then it's like, is hot dog a sandwich
or
hot dog?
Can we stick
to
the
issues? And
that's
a world I don't want to live in.
Can we stick to the issues, please?
All right, I'm not sure who I have here. I think I messed up the name. Good morning. Who is this? Hello? Yes, I'm talking to you.
Hello?
Yes, what's your name?
Hi.
What is your name?
Me?
Yes.
We're answering you.
I know, I didn't know.
This is not AI. We're not in another city. We're here. We're human. What is your name?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. What are you saying? Is cereal a soup, yes or no?
So, no, cereal is not a soup. Cereal is an ingredient, just like chicken's not a soup, carrot's not a soup, celery's not a soup, but those items go into a soup if you want to, but they're not soup.
That is a very
so cereal
good argument. Huh? That was a very good argument.
It is a good
I
argument.
Appreciate that.
What about gazpacho? How about we throw that wrench in there? What is that?
Well, gazpacho, no. Those are ingredients put together that you blend together to turn into
what? Into you never mixed your cereals before? Cereal. What kind of savage are you? You've never mixed your Lucky Charms with your Frosted Flakes? Because I have.
I let ice cream melt in coffee.
Okay, so my daughter's in the car, and that's what she says. Like, if you mix them together, if you're a psychopath mixing your two different types of cereal together, you're technically making it into a cereal.
You're right. You're making it
smartest woman in the room right there. Smartest woman in the room, Kristen. Thank
you,
Danny. Oh,
they're a car divided.
Thank you, Danny.
We're tearing families apart.
Thank you, Danny. Melissa is from Woburn. What do you want? Which one do you want to vote here?
Cereal is not a soup.
Okay.
I am firmly on that side of the debate. I agree with Dan. You eat cereal dry sometimes, but you do not eat soup ingredients
ramen
dry.
Noodles.
Well, yes,
I
you
eat
can.
Dry.
You can eat.
I have eaten dry ramen.
Have you eaten
noodles.
Dry carrots?
I put them in
what
salads.
Are you talking about
carrot isn't a soup. Well,
you can have carrot soup. Have you not had carrot soup?
They're not dry. Have you ever had dry carrot soup?
Have you?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa. I appreciate you.
Again, I
why am I so worked up right now?
I don't know, because I honestly, when I first heard it, I was like, this is stupid. Cereal is not a soup. But then as I start to hear some of the other arguments, I really could see myself voting.
And you know what I do, Carson? I appreciate you coming into this with an open mind, because you don't normally.
Right.
So I love that you came into this with an open mind and listening to all sides.
I am not. I'm closed-minded. It's not a soup.
617-931-1234. 617-931-1234. Indecision 2024.
It's your duty, damn it.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
You can call or text that number. Is cereal a soup? And I don't know that we're any closer to figure out who's going to win this, because we're right now, honestly, it feels like it's 50-50.
We're neck and neck.
Yeah, it feels like we're 50-50. 617-931-1234.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We're getting to the very important topics this morning for Election Day. Hopefully you are on your way to vote right now, or you're going to be doing so a little bit later on. Maybe you did some early voting like I did. Kennedy and Dan will be voting a little bit later on today after the show. Just get out there and do that. On the show this morning, we are hitting the tough topics. We've already voted on condiments. Do you keep them in the refrigerator or the cabinet? Unfortunately, I lost that one, even though I was right. And that's just the way it goes sometimes. Sometimes you're on the right side of history and you lose. So let's get to it. Indecision 2024 continues.
All anyone's talking about is this election. It's ruining Twitter.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
Kennedy, you want to explain it again, what we're voting on now?
Is cereal soup?
And this is stupid. This is stupid because I'm starting to convince myself now that cereal is in fact a soup. And I don't think I would have thought that if you hadn't asked me the question.
But you're keeping your mind open, and that's what this is all about.
Sometimes your mind should be closed to dumb things. Like
Andrea is from Canton. Which way are you voting?
So cereal is definitely not soup.
Okay.
That's absolutely all you got?
A woman of culture.
No, I got more.
Give it to
so,
me.
So I am actually a chef. And so we got definitions when we were in culinary school. And the definition of soup is a liquid dish made by boiling meat, fish, or vegetables in stock or water.
Or milk, right?
So you don't,
or milk.
Well,
no, she's making the definition.
You don't boil cereal.
But you use milk, so right? Just saying.
Yep, you don't boil it. That's the whole point, is that soup you typically boil.
What about gazpacho? You're not boiling it. There are cold soups you don't boil.
You had to boil the tomatoes to get there.
So gazpacho, traditional gazpacho, in Spain, you boil all the ingredients and then you chill it. You boil them, and then you puree them, and then you chill them and serve it cold.
But you don't have to boil all soups. Correct?
Well, I don't know.
Lawyered.
You don't boil.
I feel like you're backed into a corner here.
Lawyered. That's all I'm saying.
You're going to argue with a chef.
How about your ketchup and your mustard? Can you keep that in the cabinet?
We are done with that. Don't answer. Hang
up. I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, she wasn't prepared for that one because she knew I was about to be right again.
Oh, what do you mean again?
Again?
Kurt is
from
Birmingham.
We don't have dictators on this show, sir.
Carson is ruining democracy.
Kurt from Framingham, cereal or soup?
Carson, here's an unexpected twist. I've had cereal dry since I was an infant, basically. So for me, it's never been soup. But I also get on the high horse and say, is ice a drink? Are split pea soup? Is lumpy oatmeal anything but lumpy oatmeal? So I'd say no because I eat the stuff dry. I have the milk on the side. I guess when I pour it in my belly, it becomes soup. But it is not soup.
That's a great, like, oatmeal. What a great point. What is oatmeal?
Wait.
That feels like soup. It's water. You're boiling it. You're mixing the ingredients. Oatmeal is soup.
I'm not over that he eats cereal dry and then chases it with milk.
With milk? I used to eat cereal with orange juice. I used to eat cereal with orange juice, Dan.
Like as a struggle meal when bad things were happening or on purpose?
No, there was just no milk. And I was like, oh, here's some orange juice. Boom, on there. Let it roll. Nancy's from Hanson. Cereal or soup?
Who are you?
No, it is not.
And why do you believe that?
It could be, if you want to change the argument, it could be an ingredient used in soup, but cereal is not soup. Hmm. Just like oatmeal. Like the last gentleman said, oatmeal is not soup, but you can put milk in that.
But the chef said oatmeal is boiled water with an ingredient.
She said with broth and
she said water,
a vegetable, a meat, or something else, she
or
said.
Or fruit. I put raisins in my oatmeal.
That's
oatmeal's
not how you make it, though. You add it later.
Oh, I'm so confused by this now.
So
again,
is raisin bran a soup because I'm there's
so
a vegetable
confused.
In it?
Yeah, thank you. I'm just so confused at this point. I don't know. Chris is
Are
from Lowell.
Nuts made from grapes or nuts?
Lowell.
Lowell.
Lowell. Chris, what do you say? Is cereal a soup?
Cereal is not a soup, and I want to help Kennedy with the ramen.
Give it to me.
You eat the ramen noodles.
Yeah.
But you have to put the ramen noodle with the flavor packet in the water to make it soup.
But it says soup on the package. I'm kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So are you just out here eating ramen raw?
Do you boil it first? I break it up and like put it in a salad for crunchy.
So you're eating just hard, dry, raw ramen.
I do. I know.
So, Dan, if you take peas and a few ingredients and put it into a blender and blend it for 1 second, does that count as a soup?
I'm sorry, what? You got to say one more time?
Would you stop asking ChatGPT to answer your question?
No, this is not ChatGPT. This is just questions that I'm seeing on the internet that people are trying to establish as cereal being a soup. If you take peas and a few ingredients, put it into a blender and blend it for a second, does that count as a soup?
It's just blended peas.
I don't know.
But it should count as a soup because it's the intent of the meal that matters, right? Even if the meal was not pre-prepared or anything.
I consider soup to be a broth-based thing with vegetables, stock, meat that has been boiled and cooked. I don't consider peas in a blender a soup.
An oatmeal?
I consider them peas in a blender.
Oatmeal?
I got to do some breathing exercises.
I wanted to make people laugh, but now I feel like I just stressed people out more, and I hope not.
Yeah. Right, I felt like this was supposed to be funny, and it took a turn.
One more. Brianna is from Wareham. Is cereal a soup, yes or no?
Cereal is not soup.
Okay.
I'm with all the people that are saying that you don't eat soup dry, and my thought was, if you're going with the ramen thing, is that you're not eating soup dry when you eat ramen noodles. You're eating noodles.
Yeah. Okay, I hear you on that one.
People are really intense about the ramen argument,
okay.
too.
No,
a little sidebar vote.
Keep my mind open, and I will listen and hear and not be mad. But I would like to give you a text message. I think that will end it for all of us.
Okay.
From the 781, soup is a feeling.
Not by definition.
All he was talking about is this election. It's ruining Twitter.
Carson and Kennedy. Indecision 2024.
That was awesome. Oh my gosh.
Did people enjoy that? Because I can't tell.
I had a blast.
I know what
Did
I'm
I
having.
Enjoy that? I can't tell.
I know what I'm having for lunch though, Dan. Some Raisin Bran soup.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You-
you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Karen from Derry, New Hampshire.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five trivia questions are all about pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Pretty simple. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Chris Pratt says that no matter who wins today, we have to find a way to move forward together. And remember, we're fellow countrymen. Chris played Andy Dwyer on which TV show that launched his movie career?
Parks and Rec.
89 years ago today, in 1935, the game Monopoly was introduced by the Parker Brothers Company. What is the most expensive property on the Monopoly board?
I think it's Park Place.
Rihanna joked about using her son's passport so she can vote. She's from another country and has never become a U.S. citizen. Where's Rihanna from?
Barbados.
Today is Election Day. Whoever becomes the President of the United States will need at least 270 votes from which election process designed for the sole purpose of electing the President?
The Electoral College.
Question number five. Kris Jenner celebrating their 69th today. The overlord of the Kardashian empire and the reason they are also successful.
The devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works harder.
Name all of her children.
Oh, gosh. So she has Courtney, Kim, Chloe, Kendall, Rob, and is there one other?
I don't know.
It's up to you to decide.
I think there's one other, Kendall, and I can't think of it. Kendall, Chloe, Kim. Yeah, I don't know.
Kennedy!
A lot of K's.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio. Welcome back, Kennedy.
Hi.
Karen got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done, friend.
Yeah, these are.
Thank you.
Super tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Chris Pratt says, no matter who wins today, we have to find a way to move forward together. And remember, we're fellow countrymen. Chris played Andy Dwyer on which TV show that launched his movie career?
Parks and Rec.
Tied at 1. 89 years ago today, 1935, the game Monopoly was introduced by the Parker Brothers Company. What is the most expensive property on the Monopoly board?
Park Place?
Park Place is second. Boardwalk.
No game has caused more family fights than Monopoly.
Yeah, we never played it.
Tied at 1. Question number 3. Rihanna joked about using her son's passport so she can vote. She's from another country and has never become a U.S. citizen. Where is Rihanna from?
Barbados.
Probably better to keep your finances in Barbados than the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Today is Election Day. Whoever becomes the President of the United States will need at least 270 votes from which election process designed for the sole purpose of electing the President?
The Electoral College.
Barrett came home, was quizzing me about the Electoral College. He said to me that Maine only has 3 Electoral College votes, I believe, and that it's the smallest in the country. They are tied with some other state. Maybe Rhode Island? I'm so happy that he knew this. He was also surprised that Lana and I knew what it was. I'm like, bro, we're adults. We vote.
I don't think that every adult does know it, so.
Yeah.
Tied at 3, question number 5. Kris Jenner turning 69 today, the overlord of the Kardashian empire and the reason they are also successful. Name all of her children.
All of her children? Okay. Kim, Courtney, Chloe, Rob. Kylie. Kendall. I'm embarrassed I know that.
Kylie was the
more
one that you missed.
More people know that than Electoral College, and that makes me sad.
100%.
Kylie was the one that you missed, Karen.
Oh, thank you.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win, but you are not walking away with a little gift. You have won yourself 4 tickets to see Pentatonix November 19th at the DCU Center. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com, but you're going for free.
Yep. And you have to answer 0 questions about the Electoral College to get into that show. They just let you in.
All right, Karen, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name is Karen. I'm from Derry, New Hampshire, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Heather from Malden has patiently been waiting. Kennedy, say good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You also.
The 1K CBK. This is it for $1,000, Heather.
How you feeling?
Hello. I don't know. We'll just see how it goes.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win a grand. You tie, that's a loss for you, and Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. With Bob Saget's three-year death anniversary swiftly approaching, this famous singer-slash-guitarist with songs like Your Body is a Wonderland and Daughters talked about how he navigates his grief. He says, I like when he comes through life in my memories. I like telling people about my friend Bob. Who is he?
John Mayer.
A truck carrying portable toilets stirred in Boston yesterday, and apparently they were full.
Oh, clean up. Yeah.
What does it mean to be stirred?
When a truck gets stuck under the low bridges in the city.
Question number three. 8% of people say they will host or attend a watch party for the election, even though there's a chance we won't even have a winner by the end of the night. True or false, Abraham Lincoln was the tallest president. True or false?
True.
Hollywood's flocking to the ballots for the 2024 election and flaunting their I voted pride all over social media, from Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively to Katy Perry and Michelle Obama. Which number president was her husband?
He was number 46.
And question number five. Empty cans of air from Italy's Lake Como are now being sold to tourists for $11.
They deserve it.
The souvenirs are targeted to American tourists who are visiting more frequently ever since actor George Clooney bought a villa on the lake and made the area more popular. Apparently, 5.6 million visitors went last year because of him.
If you're spending $11 on air, you deserve to get hustled.
Which country is Lake Como located in?
I'm going to say Greece. I know that's probably wrong.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
$1,000 on the line here. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
It's a lot of Benjamins.
Heather from Malden got 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
With Bob Saget's three-year death anniversary swiftly approaching, this famous singer-slash-guitarist with songs like Your Body is a Wonderland and Daughter talks about how he navigates his grief. He says, I like when he comes to life through my memory. I like telling people about my friend Bob. Who is he?
John Mayer.
Tied at one. Question number two. A truck carrying portable toilets stirred in Boston yesterday, and apparently they were full.
Gross.
What does it mean to be stirred?
It means that you don't pay attention to signs and you drive a truck that's too tall and you get stuck under a bridge and we all make fun of you later.
Tied at 2. 8% of people say they will host or attend a watch party for the election, even though there's a chance we won't have a winner by the end of the night. True or false? Abraham Lincoln was the tallest president.
I'm going to say false. It sounds too easy. Dang it.
True. He was 6'4".
It made me look up the shortest president.
And
James Madison clocked in at a robust 5'4" tall. Short kings unite.
3-2 for Heather. Hollywood's flocking to the ballots for the 2024 election and flaunting their I voted pride all over social media, from Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively to Katy Perry and Michelle Obama. Which number president was her husband?
44.
Oh, it just got interesting.
3-2, going to the final question. Fun fact, the first left-handed president was James Garfield.
Huh.
I'm a lefty. That's why I looked that one up.
Gotcha. Fun fact, we may be giving away $1,000, depending on how this goes.
3-2 for Heather. Heather, are you still there?
I'm here.
Any last words you want to say to Kennedy?
Good luck, Kennedy.
Thank you, friend.
Empty cans of air from Lake Cuomo are now being sold to tourists for $11 each. The cans decorated with an image of the lake are available, and apparently it's because so many American tourists are visiting more frequently ever since George Clooney bought a villa there. 5.6 million visitors came last year alone. I love this story, Kennedy.
Okay.
She's not here for our shenanigans.
No, she's dialed in right now.
Which country is it located in?
Italy.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
100% sure?
Nope.
Big George Clooney fan?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you miss it, but...
Wait, what was your answer again?
You heard me.
I forget. It was a long time ago.
You heard me. I was very concerned.
Italy.
Sorry
yes.
about that.
How are your palms?
Bad. I'm going
to
throw up.
Did I say Italy when I read the question to Heather?
I don't know, but she said Greece either way.
I hope I was reading it in my notes, and I accidentally had Italy written up here. I was like, did I say the answer to her when I read the question? Anyway, I guess not. So 3-3 is the final score, and with a tie, unfortunately, Heather Kennedy gets the win. Darn, darn, darn. I was rooting for you, Heather. I really was.
It was close.
Yes,
that's all right. It was.
You did a great job. We appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Heather from Malden, and I can't beat Kennedy, but I can tie her.
Italy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.